Ну что, перед тем, как начнем, давайте поприветствуем нашу интернациональную аудиторию, виртуальную церковь. Добро пожаловать, дорогие, добро пожаловать. Благословений вам, родные.
Blessings to you, beloved.
Итак, сегодня мы пойдем с вами в Слово.
Today we will go into the word.
И вы знаете, мне очень нравится копаться в себе.
I really like
мне очень нравится копаться вокруг, вообще в жизни.
And
мне хочется понять, что
I
есть жизнь, кто
what
я.
Is life, who am
потому
I?
Что очень много тайн
Because
кроется в самих
many,
нас. И я уже говорил вам не раз, что проблема не то, что мы что-то не понимаем. Проблема в том, что мы не знаем, кто мы. Вы знаете, что в нас так много находится.
Все
вещи, которые происходят с нами. Почему Библия говорит, вникай в себя и в учение? Почему?
Look into yourself, into the teachings. Why? Apparently, you have kingdom inside of you.
The
mysteries. Spend time with yourself, and you will see how you will start spending time with Him, with the kingdom of God. Simply just disconnect, and you will see from that source the rivers of living water will flow, and you'll be amazed where that's from.
И что-то начало из тебя вытекать.
Something just
вы знаете, это, я так скажу,
you know,
это будет интересная тема, потому что когда отец начал говорить со мной на очередной встрече с ним, для меня это было очень уникально. Я так скажу, то, что я сейчас буду говорить, будет реально для взрослых людей, как и вообще весь этот год у нас есть для взрослых.
It's for the grown-ups, right? Amen. Apparently we have finally gotten to a higher level. Praise Jesus.
Итак, я так скажу, дорогие, что
The message will be called
Address
of the Subconsciousness.
You'll
understand later what I mean by this. And maybe towards the end of the message, we will figure out exactly what is the address of the subconsciousness. So I'll start with this question. Did any of you ever had this in your life? You entered in your car or on your cell phone into the navigation system an address and desired, for instance, to go to your friend or some sort of address that you're going to, but navigation brought you to an absolutely different place. Just because maybe you misspelled something or entered the wrong number. I'm sure those of you that have used navigation system somewhere, sometime, you had that. Look.
И то, куда ты хотел попасть, абсолютно не совпало с тем, куда ты приехал.
Come hand in hand with the place where you arrived.
Я хочу, и я еду.
I want and I am driving and
сегодня
going.
Я немножко Today, хочу коснуться глубже того, кто ты. Я хочу, чтобы сегодня каждый из вас понял, почему очень часто в жизни
so
ты хочешь быть в одном месте.
Place,
а оказывается,
and you end up
абсолютно в другом.
In an absolutely different
и твое желание не совпало с тем, с твоим движением или с адресом.
Дорогие, address,
я так скажу, послушайте, именно об этом
this
пойдет речь, потому что
с физическим
адресом,
because with the physical address, beloved, we can deal with that without a problem, amen? But what if?
А что если? При всех твоих усилиях ты приехал не в тот адрес.
Your doings and your work, you came to a wrong address in life.
Хороший вопрос, да?
Good question, huh?
Ты приехал не в тот адрес жизни.
To the wrong address in life. Why? You wanted.
Ты же желал. У всех желания хорошие. Объясни мне почему.
Wants and desires. Explain to me why.
Кто-то понимает меня, да? Почему я сравнился с навигацией, со сбоями? Потому что мне нужно разбить и развеять термины религии, потому что если я начну говорить терминами, заученными вами, вы будете не слышать меня, ты будешь слышать брата Степана у Сели 20 лет назад.
You'll hear the voice
Поэтому
of some brother that you're 20 years ago. This is
менять мою речь. Вот почему я абсолютно не похож и не пытаюсь быть похожим. Это стратегия, выбранная мною, чтобы меня мое поколение услышало.
Generation can hear
Фразы
me.
Меняются, слова меняются,
Phrases
примеры,
change,
все будут меняться.
Change.
Все будет абсолютно не так и не стандартно, только по
Everything
одной единственной причине, чтобы ты мог услышать, не слушать.
Not to
услышать,
hear,
что я
to hear.
Okay. Итак, у американцев есть такое уникальное слово, которое только невозможно перевести на русский, или можно перевести, но оно с нескольких фраз будет состоять. Это слово американцев называется «mindset».
This word that Americans have mindset.
You can translate that as what your mind is founded. Your mind is set.
Your mind is set.
Okay, хорошо, слушай меня внимательно.
Listen to me very carefully.
Я начинаю строить фундамент тому, куда я сегодня буду идти.
I'm starting to build the foundation of where I'm going today.
То есть программа, загруженная в подсознание, которая является навигацией твоей жизни. Кто-то понимает, что то, что я хочу, это не есть программа. Программа вносится в подсознание. И хочешь ты или нет, ты даже не хочешь там быть, а ты там будешь. Потому что твое желание не ведет тебя, тебя ведет твое подсознание, в котором ты
Слушай.
Именно то, в чем утвержден твой
менталитет,
это и есть твое будущее. Знаете ли вы, что, проведя мои собственные эксперименты, 90% людей даже не в курсе насчет того, что сейчас в их подсознании. Можете себе представить, что твою навигацию
и ты постоянно
тебя разворачивает туда, куда ты
хочешь.
С людьми, с которыми не хочешь, ситуация, которую не хочешь. Женитьба на тем, на ком не хочешь. Дом, все не там, где хочешь. Я же хочу
хорошее.
Давайте сегодня поговорим о более доступных вещах. Я могу начать бросаться словами. Это плоть, это стоп. С этим мы разобрались. Давайте разберемся, почему при хорошем воспитании, при всех лучших желаниях, ты оказался или оказалась в адресе жизни, в котором ты даже не то, что хотел, ты ненавидел этот
адрес.
Большинство людей, я не говорю сейчас о верующих, это относится ко всем. Почему?
Why?
Я же так желала. Самое лучшее в моей жизни, это была моя мечта. Но я оказался здесь. Почему я здесь?
Why am I here?
И всякий раз, когда я хочу уйти оттуда, я оказываюсь опять на старом месте.
I end up in the old place.
Я пытаюсь уйти от этого. Почему оно меня ведет назад? Я не хочу туда ехать, оно едет само. Вы знаете, я задаю Богу вопросы, очень тяжелые, очень серьезные. Я всегда говорю, дорогие, я всегда хочу проповедовать только на то, насчет чего все пытаются избежать. Мне нравится проповедовать на то, что все пытаются отмолчаться, молись, постить, читай Библию. Я хочу
вникнуть,
мне нравятся эти вопросы от Бога получить.
Answers from God to these questions.
Amen.
Why? Today I will answer you.
Majority
of those of you that are listening to me here or there, you don't even imagine that right now there's an address that's been entered. Maybe you never even thought about it. Maybe you always thought, I want and I am going. No,
I want,
I sit in my car and I go and get there.
And it tells me,
you have reached your destination.
Вот та вот тетка, вот та сидит вот так внутри.
There, talking on the inside in that thing and tells me,
you have reached your destination.
I look at that place of destination, that's not where I wanted to go.
У кого-то было такое,
any of you had that?
И я видел людей, которые разбивали навигаторы, потому что они не успели на очень важные моменты в своей жизни.
Вы
знаете, что навигатор, он нейтрален.
You know, it's neutral.
Слушай меня внимательно, не навигатор, он нейтрален, он едет только туда, куда ему адрес внесли. Не надо ломать эту девку. Пусть говорит.
Let her speak.
Это твоя проблема, потому что ты спешил, ты внес не то координаты, не тот адрес. Ты вместо south нажал north, вместо севера юг. И оно привело тебя именно туда, но не совпало одна буквочка. И ты абсолютно не там. Навигатор говорит, что ты там.
Navigation system tells you that you're there.
А ты говоришь, нет.
And you say, no.
Вы знаете, что вот так большинство людей прямо сейчас живут в своей жизни?
That's how majority of people live like that in their life.
Ты распаковываешься? Навигатор говорит, ну все, приехали. Ты говоришь, нет. Я сюда не ехал.
I wasn't coming here.
Стоп. Ты именно сюда и ехал.
That's exactly where you were headed.
Потому что если ты не понимаешь, что значит подсознание, что значит правильный выбор, что значит опция, как задать этот адрес, сегодня я тебе отвечу. Почему одни идут и попадают именно туда, куда хотят попадать? Потому что некоторые из нас полные секрет желания и действия. А некоторые только желают.
all they want is to what? And they don't understand that right now you are on the way to the address where you might not even want to be in.
Это относится ко всем ситуациям и образом жизни.
Towards all situations and lifestyles.
Сейчас я заложу фундамент.
Смотри. Now I'm going to lay the foundation. Listen.
Именно то, в чем утвержден твой менталитет. Я хочу сейчас заложить этот фундамент, чтобы ты точно понимал, откуда мы сейчас здесь.
Really understand where we're gonna work.
Это и есть твое будущее. Не желание твое будущее, вложенные координаты – это твое будущее. Вложенные опции в навигатор – это твое будущее. Ты можешь быть помазанным, растомазанным. Ты можешь носить на себе славу и быть в том месте, где ты не хочешь. Потому что это с помазанием ничего общего не имеет вообще. Это путь твоей жизни. И здесь ты должен знать точно, как я могу ехать.
Go.
По навигатору жизни,
to what the navigation
адрес,
of life tells me, the address that has been
соседи.
Entered by my neighbors.
Внес мой моя мама, мой папа,
my mom,
внесли мои родственники.
Or my relatives entered it into the system,
пастор.
Or my pastor.
Нет, стоп!
Stop.
Подумай.
Think about that.
Именно в чем утвержден твой менталитет, это есть твое будущее, это навигация для твоей жизни,
that is your future,
это данные,
that's navigation for your life. These are,
это данные,
that's information
которые внесены в твое подсознание, ты даже сам не понимаешь, что
you
там сейчас внесено, у тебя
that.
Прямо сейчас, у всех у нас, у меня
all
и у вас внесен
right now,
адрес.
You and me, we have an address that has been entered.
Внесены данные прямо сейчас у каждого из нас.
All of us, right now.
Но вопрос вот в чем, but хочешь ли ты именно туда попасть?
Do you really want to get there?
Ну, потому что ты туда и попадешь.
Because that's where exactly you,
не
where
важно, хочешь
end up.
Или нет, ты можешь
doesn't
не
matter
хотеть.
If you want it or not, you might
ты все равно
not
туда
want,
попадешь.
But you'll still end up there.
Смотри.
Look.
Это данные, куда все твое существо подсознательно
the core address, this is the address where everything that you are, all your subconsciousness is investing into, your very being.
Оно натренировано, научено, оно Богом настроено слышать подсознание.
Made this way by God to hear your subconsciousness because you want one thing today, tomorrow you want another thing. Listen carefully how it works. My desire or my want is I am going because I want to and I'm going. I can go onto this street or that street or to the store. But what does the navigation system tell you? Please make a U-turn.
Ты говоришь, сейчас.
You say, hold on, hold on.
Там, на сейле что-то увидел.
Went and bought something on sale.
А навигатор
and navigation system in the car, it's on. You understand what I'm saying here.
Ты зашел, скупил,
you went and did your things, bought stuff, whatever.
В машину, и навигатор
sit back
говорит,
in the car, navigation system tells you, make a U-turn.
И она тебя выворачивает опять на тот путь, куда
задан. Takes you back
onto
that path where the
ты можешь весь
entered.
День кататься
to.
По базару.
You could go all over
это
the place
хочу.
All day long. This is me, I want these
но как
things.
Только я сажусь,
here, go there. But as soon as I get back in the car
continues,
navigation system continues.
Не то, что воли, помимо моего
outside of my even understanding
адрес,
leads me into that address that has been entered in there.
Ты тут, нет?
Are you with me? Yes.
Ты берешь что-то для себя?
Are you receiving something for yourself?
Очень внимательно.
Listen
это
to me very carefully.
Важно.
This is very
сегодня
important.
Мы будем настраивать свои навигаторы.
Today we will train our navigation
но что у некоторых вообще не туда едут.
Because some are headed in completely the wrong way. And you're screaming at God and you're showing your fist. Lord, why did this even happened to me.
Нет, я не ехал, ехал. Я даже не представлял,
что you were going there. You weren't even aware of it.
Потому что ты хотел куда-то заскочить на базар. Это
because you wanted to get somewhere into some sort of market. You know, that has nothing to do with the navigation system. That wasn't the address.
И поехали. И куда бы ты ни ехал,
no matter where you go, you could turn around and go back to where you came from, but the navigation system will tell you at the first opportunity, please make a U-turn. Please make a U-turn.
Так и у тебя.
And that's exactly how it is with you.
Вот там, где-то глубоко внутри твоего существа.
Somewhere, deep inside your very being, no matter what you do, and automatically you turn around and you go.
Навигатор заткнулся.
So the navigation system would just finally shut its mouth and not irritate you. Look, I'm changing the words and the phrases that I use so you could start thinking. either want to believe it or not, but right now, subconsciously, you are moving towards something because you are motivated by internal navigation or mindset, foundation, or something that is in there from the beginning has been entered either by you or you allow someone to enter into it. You say, how is that possible? You might not even understand it. Someone programmed you that way or directed you that way. And now in your life, everything is moving where you want it to go.
Address
will become wrong if it is not entered. And inside of you everything is all good, right? How is that? You've entered. You're driving. Where are you going to get to?
Некоторые, может быть, только сейчас первый раз задумаются, что такое.
Some maybe finally or for the first time. Thinking where they're going and there's. And some say, oh, I was just thinking, just exist, just live. What are you, an animal that lives according to instinct? No, you have your desires, and then you have subconsciousness. And you know, those desires, that outside of you, it has all these options and makes decisions because you've ordered it that way. You can smile and do your thing, but subconsciousness inside really knows that you hate that. It's an option. Oh, we'll get to it.
Как бы ты ни хотел свернуть с того пути, по которому движешься, навигатор
жизни, and you wanted to get off the path where you're headed on, the navigation of life tells you to turn around because that's the address that has been entered into your subconsciousness. Beloved, it's not only with bad things, it's also with good things as well.
Куда бы ты ни сбился,
no matter where you would go, if the address has been placed there by God inside of you, David, he would get off the path. You understand what I'm saying here, right?
Но знаете, есть разница между нечестивцем, пытающимся жить хорошо, и между освященным,
призванным Бога, который спасал. We'll go a little bit deeper today, and I need your mind over here.
David был призван Богом.
Was called by God. We'll get to David.
И у него было упс. Знаете, как здесь говорят?
He had a little oops, as they say it here.
Помните, да, этот упс?
Remember that oops?
Нехороший упс.
It was not a really good thing. I don't want to remember it. I mean, even talk about it. All of us know it from childhood.
И вы знаете, что
do you know that he got
into
the address? Not just address. You know, you can get into pit by going a certain way to the address. You can get into the construction zone. And he came and arrived at some sort of pothole and had a flat tire. But you know, if the address has been entered correctly, you change the tire, but the address continues to lead you. You know why David got out of it so quickly and so easy? Because he was a holy individual with the address of God. That made a mistake there, and then there's Saul. He had a completely different address inside of him. And God tells him to do this, and he's going completely opposite way. He had a different address inside. And so, know that this is not just with bad things. Sometimes you've done everything. I'll explain to you how we get all of this. You know what? You know all of this, you just don't understand. You know it. Majority of people just don't understand it. We just live according to instinct by doing these things according to instinct. We have been programmed by mom, dad, grandmas, grandpa. They do it through instinct. We have been given programs so we don't even realize that it's there, how it works, but it works, really. I'll prove it to you through the scripture, don't worry. When your address has been entered, when your whole being starts to invest energy and power to get to that address that is inside the subconsciousness. If you're a man or a woman that's been called by God and you have the right address that has been entered, you start to search for God, to drink and eat God and His revelations, because right now you're headed towards that address. You know, I'll say this, people that sit there and make themselves do something, like read the scripture, it says that you're going the wrong way. just like you wanted to get into the right address and subconsciously didn't get there, same way, after your subconscious was entered, the righteous options and right truths were entered in there, you either want it or not, you'll get to that right address. Again, I'll tell you this again how it works. Just like you don't want to be there, same way, it'll work into the positive, and you won't even think about it, but you'll be where you want it to be. Bypassing or going the wrong way or derouting by having a flat tire, you'll still end up in the right place where the Lord wants you to be. You understand? Just like David. He was going all over, flipped out and whatnot, and at the end of his life, Jesus himself was called the Son of David. Not Son of Solomon or Saul. He was called the Son of David. Very unique. Ask yourself this question. Truthfully, just check yourself. Diagnosis. Guys, you forgot the clock today. I am speaking into eternity. Thank you so much. When I see the clock is not up, that's it. I am in heaven. Apparently, I will preach to eternity. Are you guys ready with the cities over there? Finally, they're running. Okay, look. Ask yourself this question. You're exactly where you wanted to be there or no. If not, why is it that through everything that you did, you ended up where you did not want to be? Did you ever ask yourself that question? Why am I here? I did not want to be here, but I'm here. And where I wanted to be, I did not make it. Okay, let that sink in. Enter. Who knows? I'm always welcoming. Good, right? Let's move on. Many people right now... I said to enter. Guys, what is this? Everyone's in here? Many people right now are in a place of life or in life situations where they did not want to be there. That place is just an address where your navigation system that is inside your subconsciousness led to. If you'd really think about it, you were lied to by your subconsciousness. You were lied to by your subconsciousness only because you don't know that the desire or your wants is that is not the address. If our desires and wants would be the address, then we would be, all of us would be in that place that we desire to be in or wanted to be in. But why is it that majority of people, I'll say never, or I'll say occasionally, sometimes it does happen that their address and desires do match, but most of the time it doesn't. I was dreaming about having this husband or this wife, and here it is. Here it is, right here. It's all good. That is the address where you wanted to get to. Otherwise, if you didn't want to be there, you didn't want to head that way, you wouldn't be in there. It's an example, for instance. Think about it, and then say, Lord, fix it. And God's like, that's exactly where you were headed. Why do I have to fix it? That's the address. You have reached your destination. God, I made a mistake. You know, address in navigation system can be fixed easily, but this address, you'd have to really work on it. You understand? The address where we're at. The address of our life. Think about it. Today we'll stretch your even mindset about life, your understanding. Remember, where you want to head and where you're headed, completely two different things. Where you want to be and where you're headed, completely different things. How many times have I seen people, why is this? I didn't want this. I didn't want it. Why, Lord? Why? Just like you're crying by a navigation system that has led you to the address that has been entered into it. Why?
Итак, что такое адрес подсознания?
What is the address of the subconsciousness? We've dealt with it.
Как мы его создаем?
How do we create it?
И как мы попадаем?
And how we get to that address? Do we want to know? Say, people say, read the scriptures and pray. Amen.
Не, мы тебя так не отпустим, так
we're not gonna let you off that easy.
Да, вы знаете, я такого не делаю. Это там так делают.
You know, I don't do that. That's how they do it over there.
Так что значит адрес подсознания?
What is the address of subconsciousness?
Довольно-таки серьезное время, чтобы разобраться.
You know, that took me some serious time to deal with it because
максимум полтора.
What I speak within this hour, hour and a half, that took years of my life to even understand that this even exists, church. We're not even talking about that the things that I wasn't aware that they exist. And you know what, beloved, I could truthfully say that I am exactly where I wanted to go through all these years. You understand what I'm saying? I am exactly where I am in the surroundings of the people that I wanted to be in. Why is it that you're surrounded, for instance, by wrong people? Just think about it. It's good, good food to think on. Why? Why are these different situations in lives? What is the address of subconsciousness? How do we create it and how do we get there? So listen to me very carefully.
In the life of
all of us, we have two variations. We have two options. Two options. Yes and no. Listen very carefully. Navigation. To program it is quite easy. With this option, your heart has to be connected. Your heart subconsciously leads you where you have been programmed to go.
Итак, so,
in each of our lives, everyone that is born on this earth, you have two options. Option yes and no. In other words, when you are entering the address into the navigation system, these are the two options that you can select. You'll understand what I'm saying. Hold on. The Bible tells us that everything else is from who? From the evil one. You cannot have a variation or an option of maybe. Maybe doesn't cannot exist. This is deep. Maybe option cannot be only yes and no. Your subconsciousness is regulated by these two buttons. Listen to me very carefully. Every day in our lives, situations arise. There are masses of them. You understand what I'm saying? Different situations. Listen to me very carefully. Where every one of us, we need to make a serious decision, yes or no. Any situation. Listen to me very carefully. When you have decided to select the option, yes, for instance, people came to me, they started pouring out dirt or whatever, gossiping. You made that decision. Maybe that option is not there, but you decided and selected yes, you've decided to stay there. You didn't say no, this is, my ears are not going to listen to this. Repent. You have no right to say this or even do this. This is a different side. For instance, your option, like usually with people, is just stay quiet, not say anything, which is a yes. Option, yes. Do you know that right now you painted a different branch in that map of subconsciousness where you would be in often? Because by that category of people, the category of people, they will feel comfortable around you now. Beloved, do you know when the Lord explained to me this whole message, he said, Lord, I repent right here and then. Because my navigation system in certain moments was wrong, and I had to redirect it right there and then. I started making decisions that I didn't do before and didn't even understand that I even have to make some sort of decision. Listen, are you getting it? Getting it? Listen. So, this is how this navigation system is programmed. Your subconsciousness, and at the end of it all, of course, your path and your final destination is directed through that. This is not just with this. It's through many different situations in life. Absolutely.
Когда ты выбрал опцию да, ты с чем-то согласился,
например, да?
И именно сейчас ты задал адрес своего подсознания в навигатор жизни насчет этого,
about this thing, and next time you will not need to make a decision in the situations that are some similar. Now, your subconsciousness, this option is automatic. You listen to me very carefully, because if you will miss what I am saying right now, you will continue entering the same silly addresses of places where you don't want to be. Whatever it is.
When you рисуешь путь.
When you select an option, you create an image or a map of where you headed. And you select people that will go with you. And through that, you select the surroundings of people that will work with you. Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. And this is how you have created your navigation system of life. Now,
где бы я ни находился, это становится автоматической опцией. Теперь сплетники меня привлекают. Мне интересно, например, да, при выбранной опции много лет назад, потому что мое сердце вовремя оно подсказало мне «стоп». А я сказал «стоп, стоп, я не хочу быть».
Said, stop, и said, stop, stop, stop. I don't want to be good. I want to be good. I don't want to offend anybody.
Знаете, ну, таким неприятным, наглым. Я не хочу
you know,
просто вот
I don't want to be offensive. I don't want to do it. I want to say anything.
Ты выбрал опцию.
You've selected an option.
И теперь,
and now,
теперь у тебя домашняя группа
now your home
не может остановиться сплетни.
Cannot stop gossiping.
Теперь ты выбираешь
now
на работе. Все нормальные, а ты сидишь ланч со сплетником.
Everyone is normal, but you're having lunch with a gossip.
Это опция. Теперь у тебя друзья. Все, оно и ты едешь. И потом ты удивляешься, почему я здесь.
And then you ask yourself, why am I here?
Много лет назад
many years ago,
ты сказал «да».
You said yes.
Это стало в твоем сердце,
now,
в твоем подсознании позитивная опция. И подсознание, как оно не решает, сердце решает, церковь. И если вовремя,
decision,
мы, когда мы настраиваем наш навигатор, нужно слушаться сердечко.
Овечка.
Нужно слушаться сердечко.
You have to listen to the heart. And when my heart tells me no, I have to say no. Because my heart is connected to God and it helps me to enter the right address of my future. You're with me?
Когда мы не слушаем наше сердце и настраиваем наши координаты по нашим
чувствам, to our feelings, not to offend anyone.
Потом ты понимаешь, что ты в полном туалете находишься,
извините.
Откуда я тут?
Where is this from? How am I here?
Ты настроил навигатор. Он, навигатор нейтрален.
Navigation.
Он ведет куда сказать.
Where you told
сердце
to
говорит тебе нет, нет, нет.
No, 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 no.
Но после, когда сердце говорит нет, а ты да, да, да.
Heart says no, and
сердце
you say yes.
Замкает,
then the heart quiets down and automatically that becomes an automatic option of life. You with me?
Зачем сердцу тебя трогать, если ты уже согласился с этими людьми, с этой ситуацией, с этой церковью, с этим
pastor, this situation, these people, this pastor, this church.
Вот почему
this is why
очень тяжело пасторам, многим пасторам многих церквей вырубить, потому что навигатор настолько забит опциями, и эти опции выбрали вокруг тебя людей, которые лебезят, другие, которые тобой контролируют. Другими словами, эти пастора, служители, они поставили себя в позицию, и тебе, чтобы вырубить, машину взорвать надо.
Blow up the car.
Потому что приехали так далеко.
You've gotten to such a place. It's like theory of Darwin. Everybody knows that it's complete nonsense. But now no one wants to deal with it because all the educational things have to be voided and all the books have to be voided because it's all in there now. Darwin just had this opportunity at the time because there was no knowledge of DNA. No, we're not going to end it. Keep on moving. This is how our lives are, of ministers, of churches. Everyone understands and knows that church is in that currently in the address of life where she did not want to be in. This is horrible. Death, religion, control. Godlessness, death and dirt. Perversion. Now we don't want it. Yeah, you wanted it. You wanted it. That's why you're there. Because back then, over there, beloved pastors, you said yes. You said no over here. And you built this. And now through 60 years later, you're in that address that you personally entered when you started that church.
Знаете, почему многие пасторы ненавидят нас, отпускают, рвут? Потому что мы плохие, потому что мы напоминаем им то, где они должны
remind them of the place where they have to be. You with me? You understand what the address of life is? I want you to, once you leave this place, clearly understand that from this day, I am entering those things and those options that my heart will confirm.
And the heart,
you cannot bribe it. It will always tell you that you just made a mistake and you're a loser. You might look all good, praise the Lord, brothers and sisters, but your heart tells you, stop pretending.
Сердце не подкупишь.
You cannot bribe the heart. Why? Because it is connected with heaven. You can shut it up. You cannot bribe it. You can shut it up.
Рот закрой.
Shut your mouth.
Сердце — это очень уникальная вещь.
But heart is a very unique
thing. Оно настраивается небом.
It is.
И если ты будешь слушать сердце,
controlled by heaven,
and
if you will listen to your heart, you will hear heaven.
Если будешь слушать свою совесть,
if you will listen to your consciousness or your emotions,
свою плоть, желания,
your flesh, your desires, you're in serious problems just because of those options and addresses. That's why many people are in where they're at. What do I feel right now? I feel okay. Let's do this. Not even understanding that you chose that option that you have to deal with all your life now.
You
chose the friends. What do I do with them now? And the heart says, no, 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 these are not your friends. You shouldn't be there. You shouldn't even be there. You shouldn't even go there. You say, it's all good, we're going there. And they're sitting there arguing with it. And then the heart quiets down. It does not lie. All it does is just quiets down. And it becomes a lifestyle. And then you're amazed. Why am I here? You chose that address yourself. Look. Right after that decision, you accepted it and entered the address about that into your subconsciousness. Next time you don't have to make a decision with a similar situation. Now it's an automatic option that's just activated. Same thing happens with the option of no. Same thing. Right after that decision, when you enter that option, subconsciously we paint a map. And now, not only do I select my path with my option, now, the one that, by selecting that option, I even paint the picture where I'm going to be. Because of these different options, I will be in situations, very interesting situations. For instance, by moving this way on this path, I'll encounter this and that and this and that. I will be with them. Same way, just like an option, opposite option, you'll be there, there, horrible places. And with them, your whole being screams, it's not mine, this is not mine, this bottle, alcohol is not my thing, this is not, theft is not mine. Why is it yours? Because you, at some point in life, said yes. Now you will redirect many things in your subconsciousness. You can be the most golden individual with the best motives and good heart and be in an absolutely different place from where you wanted to be. You hear me? Some of you know what is it exactly, going the wrong way and then trying to do a U-turn and get out of it.
It
takes a lot of strength to finally be in that place where you wanted to be. Yeah. Then those people will depart from you and then they say anathema to you by those and then they will send you the wrong way over there. Beloved, it's all good. Keep on going. And you wanted to grab everyone with you on that path? No, if you want to go with them, they're headed the other way. If you will go with them, you'll end up in that place where they're at. But if you have your own path, your own way, I'm sorry, you will have to part ways and make a decision. Either they go with you or they say anathema to you. Of course, that's the usual route. Hello. So, in your subconsciousness, there's a map that's being painted, either want it or not. Even the wise will see the end of the path. Just like also around you, you'll be surrounded by people that have the same address. This is why the birds of the same feather flock together. It cannot be any other way. If you see this around you, then that's you.
Оно к тебе присоединилось.
It attracts itself.
Оно от тебя,
to you.
Ну, не смогло уйти. Нормально,
it could not
держится, все нормально, да?
Leave you. It's all good. It's right there.
То, что не с тобой, не по пути.
The things that are not headed the same way with you, they cannot stay long, or it cannot stay long with you.
Они
for a while.
Попытаются.
They will try, but they will not be successful. Because your ways are so different.
Твои координаты в подсознании
your address in subconsciousness are completely different than what he has.
Итак, вокруг тебя соберутся такие же попутчики с тем же адресом подсознания. Вот
individuals
почему подобное
that have the same address that are and headed the same way as you.
И на наши повседневные решения,
our daily decisions, listen to very carefully, build our heart. Also, these decisions create all these different situations around us. Just because Daniel didn't listen to the king and worshipped the Lord, Daniel did not listen to the king and he worshipped the Lord at that time where he could not worship God. He got into the lion's den. You see the situation, right? He makes a decision from the scripture so that religious individuals will, you know, understand that we do read the scripture.
These are the thoughts of the heart that I quickly insert points from the Bible. If Jesus would be here, then it would be his thoughts. But now it's me, and I would tell you who I am.
И также я всегда говорю, что твое сердце, оно умеет
and I always
меня
say that
его.
Your heart should always discern me and accept him. Yeah, we can stand here and laugh and walk away, but the truth should always, you should always internalize that. Situation. Daniel? Everything flows well.
И здесь поднимаются люди. Дорогие, это ситуация нашей жизни.
Here's our daily situations in life. These people come, who say, we want,
чтобы его царь не ставил.
So king doesn't appoint him to the position of a ruler and authority. Everyone knows the story.
Они издают указ.
And so they make this law that everyone should only bow to
принимает это решение, даже не используя свое серое вещество вообще, что это направлено
to not even think about it, but to just follow the law.
Очень любил Даниила.
Even though he himself loved Daniel.
Только они приняли решение,
and here's where the decision takes place. And guess what happens?
К дому Даниила.
And they run to the house of Daniel to look
знали,
because they knew that this person would never bow. He knew that his navigation is blocked off to that. Do you know how they knew how to capture him? Is because they knew the course he was on.
Without,
but they didn't understand that these types of people have very bright, successful future.
Потому что я так скажу, у львов был очень классный ужин чуть попозже.
Because we can say that the lions probably had a feast later that day. Here's situation. Say, God, why am I here?
Потому что заранее ты принял решение.
Because before you took a decision. And now you must go.
Путь решения.
Даниил говорит, the course of this decision.
Лесом.
David didn't care. Said that this isn't my God, that is my God.
Домой, они, конечно,
he goes home
знают,
and they follow him knowing that
достали,
they all took their cell phones and cameras with him knowing that he would bow before his God.
Даниил, как всегда,
and Daniel, as always, opened the windows straight to Jerusalem. He praises
and
because he already made that option and it moves you. Subconscious of Daniel has already downloaded and the address is already in and he can't turn off course. And here they took all the pictures and go to the king and look what he did. And they telling him. And here's a video for you to see.
Общем, там все показано было, сказано.
And everything was said there. And the king really didn't want to. But he knew that he was caught. Даниил knew his consequence. Do you see that course, even though he made that decision, that option? And momentarily, and the map was already drawn, all of it, just by one decision, drew out the course of his life and his future. You think that your yes and no is like no big deal? But you know, this minor yes and no's here and there can be so vital in directing your life. I know the price of yes and no, and my wife does as well. I know the price of yes and no.
Я буду продолжать молиться, он говорит, да, ничего, я не
yes, I don't, снимаю, I'm not changing anything.
Вот
the king comes,
теперь ему
here is your course.
Как бы.
And here
решу
he is being punished or so.
Даниила сбрасывают.
They put him
царь,
into the lion's den.
Тоже зная, насколько он свят.
King knowing how holy he is.
Потому что если бы царь не верил в его святость, чистоту,
because if the king
честь,
didn't believe in his purity and righteousness, he would never come to the den.
Зовя Даниила.
Calling Daniel.
Вы знаете, что у самого царя,
do you know that
у
the
него
king
была
himself
вера, ужас.
Knew,
вера без дел мертва.
Had faith.
И вот вера в
he had faith, but no actions. But here is
я вам
faith
честно,
in action.
Я даю гарантию. Никто ко рву на следующее утро не подходит
no
наведаться.
One, no one comes to the lion's
okay?
den
это,
the day after.
Это исторические моменты.
It's a historic
там,
moment.
Там не долетает еще. Там львы уже все.
People don't even
сделали.
Reach the bottom before they get torn apart. And here he comes again, knowing who Daniel is, knowing his pure heart, knowing that with this pure heart the person cannot die. So he comes to Daniel and he says, you're alive? And he says, yes, sir. Yes, king.
Да, Господь охранял меня.
Yeah,
и, короче,
God protected me.
Шоке,
and
Бог,
the king was
то,
so shocked.
Все. Моментально.
Momentarily,
слушайте,
the same
дорога.
Course, the
именно
same этот, course,
это решение выводит его из зва.
The very same course takes him out of that, places him into the position, one of the most highest position of authority.
И этот же путь нарисовал смерть всем тем, которые желали.
And the same course
видите,
drew a path of death for those who wished that upon him.
Я хочу he was all, объяснить вам,
can you see how all of this was made based on one decision,
двух,
on one option, not two or three, just one.
You think вот
that here this elite
лидера,
group of people, these leaders, come to you and say, don't you dare do this. But listen carefully. God gives you an opportunity to praise his name and do something where your heart leads you. And he
эти вызова бросаются,
these challenges are thrown at you.
Опцию,
and when you make these
опции,
options, and behind these options, everything will be resolved. If you're looking for them to validate who you are, in place and give you your future, that's where you're mistaken.
Не нужно менять свою жизнь. Я говорю, как нужно менять?
You don't need to change your life. And you say, why not?
Ты ее не способен поменять.
You're not capable of changing it. You know, a person is a creature of habit.
Всегда.
It will always be.
Жизнь.
Life
не меняется. Жизнь меняется
doesn't change.
Жизнь меняется
life
вещами,
only changes by God, and it changes by the things that we're currently speaking of.
Это практически нереально. Желание у тебя будет поменять.
Everything else is practically surreal.
Скорее всего, не поменять.
You may have the desire to change, but you will probably not be successful.
Потому что мы люди привычки, всегда
because
we are
creatures of habit, and we will always go back to our old habits. And to change
вот момент,
your subconscious
да,
will change your habit.
Буду.
And you say, yes, I will do this. Even though you get thrown out of the church or rejected, your navigator of life is turned on, and you will be shocked where this one decision will bring you.
Я стою и говорю вам, как тот человек, который
I'm telling you here as a witness
назад,
to say that this is how I live my life and many years ago I did make this decision. And I'm being directed I'm exactly where I want to go.
Давид не согласился с
David
Соломом.
Didn't
давайте вспомним
agree.
Давида. Как же
Давида
проповедь
будет? Let's remember David.
Посмотрите на эту ситуацию с другой стороны.
Let's look at the situation from a different perspective. Look at it from a different perspective. Here's David.
Никто его не видит.
No one sees him. No one knows him.
И знать не хочет.
And doesn't wish to.
Наедине.
Alone.
Один на один.
One on one with God.
И со львом.
And with the lion.
Решается опция.
And here's where the option is.
Не заберешь моих овец.
You will not take my sheep. And he goes and destroys him. Do you feel how that course has been led? Do you see how this small decision, invisible, brought him exactly where he was? Stay here. All his whole course began because he didn't agree with the lion or with the bear. And when they approach him, he already has that option. And the decision is already made. Here he had the lion, but now he has the bear. And he will do the same thing.
Отдаешь. Ты отдаешь, ты просто еще не знаешь.
Will he give it to me or will he
потому
not?
Что,
regardless,
потому что опция уже выбрана, уже кнопка
because he already made that decision.
Не отдам.
And that option of not giving, not giving up. And here he goes to the field to visit his brothers.
Публики там, Pepsi.
With Pepsi and snacks.
Раз, начинается тот же наезд.
And here again it happens. Do you feel
it? Наезд, тот же наезд.
The same,
недавно был лев, потом был медведь.
The same pattern appears. And here is Goliath.
Срабатывает та же опция.
And do you see how in him he has the same reaction? The very same reaction is chosen by him many times ago. That I will not give up what is mine. And it's only one option. And he comes out and says, thousands, thousands of people around him.
Я его убью.
He says, I will kill him. Regardless of all the doubts,
he
says he will.
He's
like, I did it before and I will do it again. It's my option, it's my course. Exactly this option brings him to the place where he kills Goliath. And exactly this option brings him to hatred towards Saul, who hated David. Exactly this option. When they started comparing each other, when he started comparing him to David.
На сайте миллионы, у того.
Depending who gets more hits on his site, who's more popular.
Да-да, там Саулы смотрят, они знают, о чем речь. И начинается, знаете...
And we see...
А они опцию тоже выбрали.
But they chose an option himself to kill David.
Ты слышишь меня? О, здесь все намного глубже, чем ты себе представляешь.
And... there's a big picture behind all of this. And here is...
Женщины кричат, Саулу тысячи, Давиду десятки тысяч. Это приводит к ненависти. Саул говорит, ему только царство не достает. Популярность, хиты, уже все есть. Только его и смотрят.
Everyone brings praise to Saul and praises his authority.
Убьем.
But they decide to kill him.
Не хотел убить Голиафа.
It's interesting that he wasn't the one who wanted to kill Goliath. He had a weak soul. He had no option. There was no privilege of an option. But to be weak and to be a wimp, he chose that instead. And he was peeking out and just watching. He needed a prophet who needed to kind of pick him out of that. From that cottage he was in. Where is our king? Where is our king? Can you imagine? This is an alarm that you need to run from this. And they already appointed him as king and they anointed him with oil. Back then he had an option. Do you feel it? This option followed Saul for the rest of his life. And now
потом
he was a whip there.
Там, пойти,
and then when he went to war, he was the same thing. He reacted in the same way. And around Goliath, he reacted in the same way. And until he was killed, he maintained that character.
Это не насчет них, это история, дорогие мои, это история насчет нас.
This is a story of them, but it is also a story of us. Right now, you can check yourself and where your options are, and you will see all of them. All of them. And again, I'm telling you, you know all of this, you just didn't understand this before. And now you will understand it, and every single time you will stand wherever you are, work or home or school or in front of a movie, whatever, you will have two options, yes and no. There's no third one. And these options will draw your life and will set your course on your future.
1 Царств 17:34. Так прочитаем на всякий случай.
Kings.
Чтобы было, месседж был легальный. 1 Царств 17:34. Но Давид сказал Саулу, я раб твой, пас овец у отца своего. И когда приходил лев или медведь и уносил овцу из стада, Я гнался за ним. Это уже наглость реальная. Кто гоняется за львами? Лев. От львов дерут и повыше. Вы чувствуете опции?
Do you feel the options in this passage?
История веселит меня каждый раз.
This is a great story. It makes me happy every time.
То я гнался за ним, нападал на него. Кто нападает на медведя?
As it describes how David attacks the bear. We're thinking, who does this in their right mind? Attacks a bear like this.
Так, это вырежьте.
Okay, delete the
Ну, я иду в нормальном состоянии.
Let's think about it. Who in their right mind, without any stimulus,
Я на него ладно, гнался. Ладно, можете погнаться, он там развернется, и ты убежал назад.
Yeah, you can pretend, and then if he turns away, you can run away. But David didn't do this, he followed through.
Нападал на него, отнимал опцию из пасти.
He attacked him.
Представляешь, он еще льву давал опцию.
Can you imagine? He gave the lion an option.
Давид был добрый.
David was nice.
Я гнался за ним, нападал на него и отнимал овцу. Льва догнать, раз.
Can you imagine to catch the lion and to tackle him and to tear his jaws?
Потом он еще давал ему опцию.
But then he gave him an option. Can you imagine?
He didn't care at
all, and he told him, like, hey, you go over there and continue doing what you're doing. Can you imagine? How he would do that? I don't know if it's bravery or
Смотри.
What?
Я гнался за ним, нападал на него, отнимал овцу из пасти, и если он набрасывался на меня, я хватал его за гриву, дрался с ним и убивал его.
If the lion attacked me, then I would tear him apart.
Льва и медведя убивал раптом. Он говорит, это не раз было.
It says here that your servant killed both the lion and the bear, meaning that he did multiple times, did more than one. So it happened a few times. What an interesting guy.
Если он набрасывался, я И льва и медведя убивал раб твой. Тоже будет и с этим необрезанным филистимлянином, который нас
And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them.
Господь, который спас меня от льва и медведя.
For he has defiled the armies of the living God.
Я перефразировал бы. Ну, раз уже туда все идет.
I try to paraphrase these
Это мой современный перевод. Медведя спасет меня от руки этого филистимлянина, и не спасет его.
David says, "The Lord who delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, He will deliver me out of the hand of the Philistines." And Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord shall be with you."
Вообще. Ладно, все.
Okay.
Вы Enough laughing.
Do you feel the options here? Before him.
David выбрал эту опцию с самого начала.
David chose this option from the very beginning until the end of his life. He was so fearless, so unshakable. It brought him into the biggest future as the most powerful king in all Israel. And there was no one like him. Like David. The lover of Christ. If anyone... We should take a lesson from with him. We see his whole life before us as it's transparent. We see his moments of glory to his moments of darkness. And when you read the Psalms of David, you will be shocked, and you will see that this option followed him everywhere. And he said that I will not sit at a table with those who speak against God. The option already, he's made it right there. Can you see it? Don't think it's the smallest thing to you that is so unnoticeable. Don't underestimate that because it... inserts that address, that equation, and it will take you on that course. It will put you on a certain course, regardless if that would be in business or if it would be in your marriage. And you will be miserable, and then you will reap those consequences, and you'll be punished because of that. Yeah, I came and I told the truth. It's not the point that you made a mistake, it's the point of where your heart lies when you make that. Will you be honest and confront that, or will you have more of a subjective way of looking at it. The coordinates of your subconscious, where you are going. Why is David saying, Lord, check my heart and check if I am not on a dangerous course? He says, check me, check what's in me, and answer to me, am I going in that direction or not? It's the Psalm of David. He says, answer to me, am I on that right course? And set me on the course that is right. Direct me. These are words of David. He says, God, if I'm not there, allow me to see and reanalyze where I am and where I am going. I'm starting to end. I'm starting to conclude.
Даниил, Сидрах и Месах и Авдинага. Смотрите, как интересно. С самого начала вы любого человека
from
в Библии возьмите,
the very beginning
не только по своей жизни,
of any person in the Bible, you can say, you can follow their story in the Bible and look at how interesting it is.
В самом начале призываются
that David and his,
his
friends, when they were young, when they got taken from slavery and bondage and were brought to the king, and they chose wise men who wanted to serve the Lord. And as soon as they entered the king's palace, and they made an option, and they said, we will not feast on this. Can you believe it? This option? You will die right now. The king will kill you. And the one who guards you will do the same. And the one who watches says, I can't believe these guys are not eating. He was so afraid that he will get punished that these guys are not partaking in the feast. They said, don't worry, just give us vegetables, fruits, and give us time, we'll see. And additionally to that, they even look good too. Option. You know that this option was lasted for the rest of their lives.
Огненная печь и стукан, опция выбрана. Они стояли не потому, что они решали,
no, when they were thrown into the fire, they made the option to go. The option was
все поклонились, трое
everyone
стояли.
Bowed, and three of them did not. And this is exactly how much you will stand out as well. You see all the everyone's backs, and you see three, just a couple, or a couple who just are standing there and says, we're not going to bow before this. So this is not our God, this is your God. I know my God. Then we will not accept you. Okay, then don't accept me. I don't want to be accepted by people like you, and I will not sit at a table with you. I know my God, and I chose my course. From the very beginning. Even though everyone will leave you, please welcome. Go ahead.
Я не потеряю честь, мои опции, которые были выбраны мною много лет назад, еще до того, как мы видели, мои опции выбраны мною, привели меня к ней. Она знает, о чем я говорю.
Her,
сел с одной, сел с другой.
Here we're sitting with one and with the other.
До свидания, delete.
Goodbye, delete.
Потом сел с этой, раз,
but then I sat down with her. One, two, three. God, passion, miracles. And I said, she's mine. My options didn't bring me to an empty whistle or a giggly girl. But it brought me to an individual who's deeper than I could ever imagine. This option, she will sit down and tell you how, when we started dating, how that was, our first conversation. It wasn't like, what do you like? It was, do you love God? Tell me about your future. We told each other our stories and our dreams on our very first date. This was my option from the very beginning. From those,
и этот выбор привел меня сюда.
That brought me to her.
18 лет вместе.
8 years we're together. And the more we are together, the deeper we go together. Amen. Because this option will not be ashamed. And same thing is done with her and her options that brought her to me. And who brought her to your yours truly. It didn't even work. It didn't only work from one side. It worked from both. Yeah, at first it was tough. I won't lie, but I'm a happy person. Beloved, regardless of what challenge comes your way, you will never go wrong with God.
А если ты неправильный, хочешь приехать в правильный адрес, ты будешь всю жизнь мучиться, рваться, колбаситься.
But if you want to come to the right place without God, you will not.
Вспомните Иосифа.
Let's remember Joseph.
Все началось с того,
everything began from
that Joseph began
to speak and tell and share his dreams and his heart. And I saw he made that option. He wasn't quiet. He wasn't silent. That option brought him into the pit. They his brothers dug a hole and threw him in there. That's an option. Because of that option, he was sold into slavery. And he was probably sitting there thinking, why did I decide to do this? I could have lived a perfectly happy life. Could have walked around in my colorful clothes and helped my brothers. And everything would be like it was before. But now I'm here. And thinking and trying to guess, will I be killed or will I not?
Не трогайте его, это брат, не надо крови на руках.
But the brothers didn't want to kill him.
Этот путь его посадил в яму, этот путь из-за этого пути его продали в рабство. В этот путь он попал в дом Потифара.
Это же bondage, and he ended up entering the house of the king.
Чтобы лечь с женой Потифара.
And brought him into bed where he could have laid in bed with the king's wife. And this option brought him into jail.
Номер два во всем Египте.
And the same option brought him as number two in the whole Egypt.
Одна опция, церковь.
See this pattern, one option of navigation of your life, and tell me what you chose. Well, think about it. For some people, you shouldn't even say what you have chosen. Just say, God, please change my address right now. The most important thing is to understand it.
И так далее, так далее, так далее.
And so forth, and so forth, and so forth. Remember Samson.
Самсон, который с самой молодости задал адрес своего подсознания жить нечисто. Помните Самсона?
From the very youth.
С самого начала, from the very, very youth, from the very beginning,
chosen by God, bright future, but has a rotten heart.
Убил, помните этого?
He killed, do you remember what's his name?
Льва или кого? Тигр.
Was it a lion or was it a...
И потом,
tiger,
помните, Лев умер, он на обратном пути возвращался и увидел там, на этом разложившемся трупе рой пчел, и он набрал этого меда. Это было нечистое, по закону это нельзя было прикасаться, ты нечистый. Можете сказать, самый молодость, он выбрал опцию жить нечисто. И до жизни своей он был нечистым в глазах Бога, блудником и гадкой личностью. И Бог ему дал наконец просто прозреть, покаяться и хотя бы подох.
But God gave him the option to see himself in that and ask for forgiveness and repent. All of it is an option. Look through the, all of the Bible. Ruth, do you remember her?
Выбрала опцию.
She chose the option.
Идти с Наимию. Честь. Я не оставлю тебя. Хотя она была чужеземкой.
Wanted,
она была вообще не
принадлежала
к Израилю. Я иду с тобой туда, где ты помрешь,
she
и я помру. Я иду с тобой. Опцию. Путь нажала.
And she makes that decision.
Стала прапрапрамамой самого Иисуса Христа.
And became grand-grand-grand-grandmother of Christ
церковь.
Himself.
Скажи мне, какие
option,
опции
church. Tell me what options you were making.
Я задаю адреса,
I'm just
церковь.
Asking
я хочу,
these addresses, and I want you to understand
вот
how important this is. Just a small question and the answer. Yes or no?
Вот почему мудрый Соломон пишет,
here is why the wise Solomon writes,
учи ребенка правильному пути, пока он мал, right тогда он станет
young,
взрослым, будет идти
up,
этим путем.
He will follow this
в синоде написано, наставь юношу при начале пути его, и он не уклонится от него, когда состарится. Ты слышишь, что он делает? Соломон говорит, забивай опции правильные в разум
what
своих
he's trying
детей.
To say is make, help your children make the right options when
знаете,
they're young.
Почему? У некоторых из вас,
do you know why some
детей,
of you, you look at your children and say, awesome kids, awesome
знаете,
kids.
Вы,
do you know why? Because you, with your life and your behavior and your words, you make the right decisions. And now you're not worried about them because you see how they're following your example. Heart is leaning towards God.
В юноше в голове, и он не отклонится, когда даже застарится. Он уже
even when the youngster becomes old, he will not lean away from that path. And so,
вот адрес моего подсознания. Давайте
here is the address of my subconscious. Let me just share a little bit about myself.
Адрес моего подсознания.
The address of
лично
my subconscious.
Не согласился и не соглашусь.
I didn't agree,
то,
never did.
Что сейчас названа церковью. Вы чувствуете?
I never agreed or will agree on what church is right
знаете,
now. And all of you know this. I will just repeat myself.
С этим решением связано очень
with
много.
This decision, there's a lot that comes with this decision.
С этим и всем, что там происходит, с многими вещами,
everything
я не
согласен, that happens in the church and whatever happens amongst people in church, I don't agree with it.
Это и есть адрес моей навигации
подсознания. Именно это решение, которое я сделал
более 20 лет назад, еще стоя сопляком, которому было 18 лет,
и когда я вышел за кафедру, и я начал говорить о Боге, о силе и о святости, и поверьте, тогда я был вообще...
Знаете, сейчас, если Rated X...
You know, if right now we have rated
тогда,
X, then back then it was...
The general public. Там вообще,
it was
знаете,
probably rated G, like, rated for the general public.
То
it didn't upset
знаете,
anybody. I was really timid,
тихий.
Quiet.
Но мне хотелось говорить правду.
But I wanted to speak the truth. You know, standing behind the pedestal on a youth meeting, the sermon that I did not finish, there was a sitting there, a 70-year-old leader of youth. And I'm not joking, this is true. And specifically there, when I saw, when I was taken back and I was said, and I was told that I couldn't speak these things, and I remember inside of me, I remember this day, when I got baptized by the Holy Spirit, to speak in tongues, I came to church, I was on fire for Christ, this was a couple months after that, and I was asked, do you want to say a word? You know, they always encourage everybody to come up and say a word. And I was invited.
И я просто начал говорить
and
о Боге. И моментально во мне уже мой талант начал пробиваться. Талант говорить, раскладывать, делать вещи. И я начал моментально говорить какие-то вещи, которые вообще начали конфликтовать с лидером молодежи.
И молодежный лидер.
И этот молодежный лидер, он просто отозвал меня и сказал, что ты не имеешь права это говорить. Если ты будешь это говорить, тебя не будет здесь. Я позабочусь об этом, чтобы тебя здесь не было.
Я тогда встал.
И у меня было решение. Он говорит, and I was growing up, and I made the decision. То,
either you
то, здесь,
preach what is allowed here.
Знаете, да, вот
you know, all these religious phrases that they say. If you follow all the rules and guidelines of the way we preach, and he kind of touched my shoulder and petted me, he said, you will have a future here. Some of you know what I'm talking about because you were there.
И я стою, и мне говорят, у тебя будет будущее.
There,
я так смотрю
and
на это будущее.
They tell me, you will have a future, and I look at this
знаете,
future that I'm promised.
Это ли
and this question
будущее?
I have, is it a future?
Где я хочу быть?
Where I want to be?
Сопляк, было достаточно
at the time, 18-year-old guy,
сказать,
I had enough wisdom to say no, no, and no. And I turn around and go home. Something breaks inside of me. And until now, 20 years from that, I walk with this decision that I made. And I will never call this the Church of Christ. Never.
Эту шлюху религиозную
this
самозванку никогда!
I will never call church.
И всех тех, которые пытаются угодить этой системе,
system,
чтобы быть признанным, мне вас жаль.
I feel sorry for you.
Мне вас очень жаль.
I feel so sorry for you.
Искренне жаль. Эта опция продолжает двигать всеми моей жизнью, всеми решениями, всеми этими массами открытых церквей, массами людей, тысячами и тысячами, которых меняет Бог, и свидетельство вы слышите каждое воскресенье. Эта опция тогда, в 18 лет, когда я сказал этому лидеру,
to this leader, no.
And he told me that
your foot is not allowed to step under this house. And till now, I listened to him.
И это решение, которое я сделал более 20 лет назад, привело меня в тот огромный шквал событий, посреди которых я на данный момент
exactly
это решение
today,
вело меня в уникальный уровень славы, помазания, мудрости, чудес и знамений.
Course,
именно это решение собрало массу сильных личностей с тем же адресом вокруг меня. С тем же адресом. Ты скажешь, а почему я
and
здесь?
Say,
потому что у нас одно сердце.
And I will tell you, because
мы
we have the same
истины.
Heart. We
мы
want the truth. We desire a real church. We
hate
lies
вот
and fraud. And that's why we're together. I didn't call you here. You came because we have the same
address.
We have the same direction. We have the same address.
Именно это решение собрало массы сильных личностей, с тем же
particular option
and
decision collected people who are around me, brought people around me who are supposed to be there. And thousands and thousands of people's lives were changed because of this decision. Specifically, this is where my life is directed. And believe me, my beloved, I'm not planning on changing this address. And last question, and I will...
Какой адрес сейчас задан внутри твоего подсознания?
Задумайся
очень внимательно.
Потому
что хочешь ты того или нет.
Pay close attention to that, because regardless if you want it or not, that is where you will arrive. Give God praise.